This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
19 for me.
All right, welcome to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show today. Mike Adams filling in for the other amazing hosts. And isn't it great to see David Knight back, by the way? Many blessings to David Knight, doing such a great job, incredible research on all the news. I'm just so happy to see him back in the seat there in the new studio as well. Now, I've got an incredible lineup of breaking information for you today. You know, I always prepare as well. Maybe not as much as David Knight does, but I do my best. And today I've got some big news to bring you about the American Association of Physicians and Surgeons denouncing mandatory vaccines, denouncing those policies as being kind of junk science, that there's no rigorous safety studies about vaccines, that it takes away individual liberty. So we have a group of doctors and physicians now citing individual liberty. Yes, you heard that right. I'm going to cover that here on the Alex Jones Show. And at the same time, you have a disturbing development now where pro-Second Amendment groups and publishers are now pushing vaccines. So we have this weird, twisted, alternate reality happening now where you've got physicians groups saying, no, mandatory vaccines are bad and dangerous and unproven, and then you've got these Second Amendment groups saying, oh, no, vaccinate everybody. You know, gunpoint vaccinations are awesome. So this insanity, I'm going to lay it out for you. I'm going to detail it here on the Alex Jones Show. Let me give you kind of a rundown here, a table of contents of what's coming up. We've also got research about how measles vaccines are now proven to spread the measles. This is due to a scientific breakthrough in genetic sequencing. I'll be covering that in great detail. I wrote a story about that yesterday on Natural News, but there are some highlights of that that you absolutely need to know about, because you know how false flag events or staged events, or you could say real events, but augmented with a hyperbole and so on, are used to take away your gun rights? Well, it turns out that measles vaccines cause the spread of measles in some children. A little over a third of the measles cases that are diagnosed turn out to be traced back to the measles vaccine itself. So about one out of every three cases of measles is actually caused by a measles vaccine, according to this research. So we're going to go into that and show you why these sort of, you might call them infectious disease false flags, in a sense, are used to push mandatory vaccines. So false flag operations are always used to take away your liberty, to take away your rights, to have big government jumping in on your life and telling you what to do, what you have to do, putting a gun to your head, sometimes literally putting a gun to your head and saying, we demand that we penetrate the bodies of your children with these toxic substances that we know harm and kill some children, because the government publishes statistics on that every year. And yes, children are harmed by vaccines. So that's coming up too. Also today, there's a civil war scenario that could occur surrounding the 2020 election and involving what's called the National Popular Vote Pact, where now 12 U.S. states have agreed to push their electoral votes over to whoever wins the, quote, popular vote. And there's a scenario that could lead to civil war with this. I'm going to talk about that in detail. By the way, to the crew, I'm not seeing the clock, so let me know. Get that clock up there for me so I can segue out here when the time is right. Also, some scenarios of how Trump may dump massive documents, even if he loses the election in 2020, which I don't think will happen, but also comments about his second term and why the Trump second term will be much stronger than Trump's first term. A couple other comments, too, about how everything the left promotes is an affront to God. The slippery slope of censorship. They started with Alex Jones. Of course, now they're censoring vaccine information. I do hear the music. Thank you. What's coming up next? Censorship of fluoride. Fluoride, GMOs, pesticides, and anti-cancer foods will all be censored soon. So all that straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with me here. We'll be right back after this break, short break, for much more. Stay with us.
Fresh, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world, is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout, and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in with fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts 10 hours, so take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Wake up in the morning and the light is... Once again, it is a great honor to be here, to be filling in the fourth hour here for the Alex Jones Show. Just to be able to reach all of you with this really important information. Things are changing so quickly. The assaults on our liberties and freedoms are now so aggressive, where you've got now, I mean, think about it, in Congress now, they're allowing Democrats to be anti-Semitism pushers. I mean, their hatred is okay, right? Their hatred is excused by the radical left. But then they say that you, being a Christian, let's say, oh, you're engaged in hate speech. You have to be censored and banned. But their hatred against Jews is totally fine. You know what I mean? And it's just so the hypocrisy is so blatant. It's out of control. It's just, here we go again. Things are getting crazy. But getting to the main story today, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has just put out, well, actually, it was over a week ago that they put this out, but it's just starting to surface. They put out a huge statement opposing mandatory vaccines. Now, again, this is a pro-vaccine group. So, you know, I want to be upfront about that. They're not opposed to all vaccines. It's a pro-vaccine group. But they are adhering to this foundational principle of what's called informed consent, which means the doctor. And by the way, this idea is promoted by the American Medical Association of informed consent. The doctor is supposed to inform you, or the parent in the case of a child, inform you, okay, here are the possible benefits of this intervention, and here are the possible risks. Now, you decide. You decide, because guess what? It's your body. The doctors are supposed to inform people and then let people make decisions about what medical interventions they want. Because the truth is, and this is what the vaccine pushers deny, the truth is that every medical intervention carries a risk. And the vaccine industry lies about that. And they say, they just blatantly lie. And they say, well, vaccines have never hurt anyone. Are you kidding me? The government publishes statistics every year at the VAERS database. That's V-A-E-R-S. I think it's Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. It's part of HHS. You can just go to the website, vaers.hhs.gov. It's right there. You can download the spreadsheet. It's, oh, here's how many children had seizures and were put into comas and how many children were killed by vaccines in the last quarter. And it's widely believed that those numbers represent only from one-tenth to 1/100th of the real numbers of children in America that are harmed and killed every year by vaccines. So anyone who says that vaccines don't harm anyone is just ignorant, like AOC-level ignorant. You know, it's like you can't be more ignorant about vaccines than saying something like, vaccines don't harm anyone. That's totally ignorant. So the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons says, guess what? It strongly opposes federal interference in medical decisions, including mandated vaccines. I'm going to read you some of the bombshell highlights from their announcements, and then we're going to go into why some Second Amendment groups are pushing vaccines now, essentially at gunpoint, which is insane. But back to the AAPS statement. Quote, governmental preemption of patients' or parents' decisions about accepting drugs or other medical interventions is a serious intrusion into individual liberty, autonomy, and parental decisions about child rearing. I read that and I was like, wow, finally, a doctor's group is talking about liberty instead of medical tyranny. Because, you know, the vaccine industry has devolved into this fanaticism medical cult of like vaccine jihadists who are, you know, like they would wear suicide bombing vests as doctors just to run into a group of anti-vaxxers and pull the cord and detonate and kill as many anti-vaxxers as they could. They're that crazy now. They're totally insane. They want to penetrate your body at gunpoint with proven dangerous toxins, toxic ingredients, adjuvants, aluminum, mercury, formaldehyde, MSG, antibiotics, aborted human fetal cells. We're talking about dead babies that are in the vaccines that are put into your children. Ah, whoa. What did I just say? Yeah, dead babies, okay? Aborted baby tissue is put into the vaccines. If you don't believe me, I just published an article on Natural News. I think it was yesterday. And I've also linked to it today. But yesterday's article, let's see, it was about the genetic sequencing science breakthrough just proved that measles outbreaks are caused by the measles vaccine. In that article, I linked to the CDC. I linked to the CDC website that admits aborted human fetal tissue cells are used in vaccines. And guess what? Guess what? One of those cell lines was taken from a murdered baby from a psychiatric patient mother. So she was in some kind of psych treatment, and they aborted the baby. They grabbed those baby tissues, and then they used that to keep making more and more vaccines so that they're injecting your children with dead baby tissue. It's true. The CDC openly admits it. And people who don't know this are just ignorant. They're just medically illiterate, frankly. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't even know what they don't know about this. All right, but back to the statement from the AAPS. Quote, there are no rigorous safety studies of sufficient power to rule out a much higher risk of complications for vaccines. There are no studies that use an unvaccinated control group. There's no honest placebo group. What the vaccine industry does is they trick the clinical trials. They take all the toxic ingredients of a vaccine, the adjuvants, the aluminum, the mercury, all these other things, and they call that a placebo. And they inject both groups with all these toxins, and then all the negative effects, all the seizures, all the comas, all the deaths cancel each other out. And they say, look, vaccines don't cause seizures. It's all fraudulent junk science. It's a trick. And we're exposing it every day here in the alternative media. That's why people know this is the only place to get this truth. All right. The AAPS, I'm going to wrap this up for their statement. But they go on to say the smallpox vaccine is so dangerous, you can't even get it now. There are reports of severe permanent brain damage from other vaccines, including the bird flu vaccine. And they say there are complications that have followed MMR vaccination and are even listed in the manufacturer's packaging insert. So right on the vaccine insert sheet itself, it says these vaccines cause all these serious complications. And we've done stories, and InfoWars has done stories on that before that show some of those insert sheets. Enormous conflicts of interest in the vaccine industry. Suppression of research of scientists who dare to speak out against the toxic effects of vaccines. All of these things are mentioned by the AAPS. And also, you know what? Senator Rand Paul has come out on this issue as well. Rand Paul says mandatory vaccines are the wrong policy. Rand Paul is a physician, medically trained. Rand Paul is pro-vaccine in the general sense. I think he said that he vaccinates his own children. I doubt he uses all the multi-dose vaccine vials. If he knows anything, he'll use single-dose vials without the mercury, but I don't know for sure how he vaccinates his children. The point is, even Rand Paul, who is essentially pro-vaccine, says mandatory vaccines are a bad policy, a dangerous policy. Now, here's where this gets twisted. Now we've got pro-Second Amendment publishers that are pushing vaccine propaganda. One publisher, Ammoland, Ammoland.com, which has been a very reliable pro-Second Amendment, pro-individual liberty publisher, today they put out this vaccine propaganda cartoon by a cartoonist named Michael P. Ramirez, where they're pushing vaccines. They're pushing the measles vaccines, and they're mocking people who don't want their children vaccinated. And it's like, what is wrong with you people? Don't you realize that now you are just like a leftist? Listening to gun people talk about vaccines when they don't know what they're talking about is just like listening to a liberal talk about Glocks. when they don't know how Glocks work. Like, they'll tweet out, oh, we just discovered that Glocks fire bullets when the trigger is pulled. Really? That's amazing. And that's what it sounds like when you have these pro-Second Amendment groups pushing vaccines. They don't know anything about vaccines. You're falling for the leftist agenda. You're falling for the globalist agenda. What, you want the government to come in at gunpoint and vaccinate your children, and penetrate the bodies of your children while you proclaim to be pro-liberty because you support gun rights? People, the Second Amendment exists to protect you and your family against assaults with a deadly weapon, which includes deadly vaccines administered at gunpoint against your will. That is a deadly weapon. It's a medical weapon. Why do you think the Second Amendment exists? You need to get your head straight on this issue. I'll be back with more. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show, back after this break.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
I was thinking about these Second Amendment defenders who are now pushing vaccine propaganda. And this idea just came to me on the break. Somebody needs to make a meme. All right, so all of you awesome meme creators out there, pay attention. Here's the meme. I just have the text for it. You can find the right image, but the top of the text is, "You can't take my guns," and then the bottom is, "But you can have my children," because that's what these people are doing. They're like, "Government, get your hands off our guns," but here, you can have our kids. You can have our homeschooled kids. You can have our children in public schools. Just take the kids, shoot them up with whatever you want, because, oh, yeah, we trust you, the government. We trust you, the CDC. We trust Big Pharma. Yeah, even though the vaccine industry has absolute legal immunity, which means they have no incentive for quality control whatsoever, and the vaccine insert sheets themselves basically say, yeah, this can kill you or this can cause severe harm and neurological damage, and the government publishes statistics every quarter about how many children are killed by vaccines, but somehow some of these pro-Second Amendment people who still don't get it are out there, like Ammoland that I mentioned. You know, I mean, if you contact Ammoland, be polite. They're good people. I'm not saying they're bad people. They're good on the Second Amendment. But you need to have liberty to be universal. If you don't want the government to bust into your house and take your guns, why would you want the government to bust into your house and take your children and vaccinate them against your will as a parent? It doesn't make any sense. And of course, it's the radical left that is pushing all of these agendas. They want to take your guns. Gun confiscation is now openly pushed. They want to forcibly vaccinate your children against your wishes. There's a law that's being debated. I think it's in Iowa. I'd have to check that. But where they would actually have armed vaccine squads go door to door to break into your homes, hold parents at gunpoint, and essentially force the children to be vaccinated, essentially at gunpoint. That's actually being debated now. These are the same leftists that are now pro-infanticide. So, of course, they murder children, and they celebrate it. This is the new law in New York and in Vermont, I believe, and other places now. Infanticide. This is what they want. And then they claim, oh, we love the children, at least the ones that we don't kill at birth. We love the surviving children so much that we want to just vaccinate them for their own good. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like the gun control argument. Oh, we need to take your guns for the greater good. Right? This is what you hear from leftists all the time. Oh, you can't be allowed to make your own decision on self-defense. The government will defend you against crime. You don't need a gun. Just dial 911 and pray and wait 37 hours in Chicago for a police officer to show up. This is what they're doing. And so, look, my message to all these people and all these political cartoonists like Michael P. Ramirez, who is a pro-liberty cartoonist who's pushing this vaccine propaganda, my message is very simple. If you believe in liberty, apply it universally. If you think the government should get out of your gun rights, the government should get out of your health freedom as well. The government should not tell you that you have to take chemotherapy or that you have to surrender your children to the government thugs, the medical kidnappers who take children away to be forcibly injected and forcibly dripped with chemotherapy drugs. Get the government out of our lives in every area. Don't just take one area and then in like, oh, you're against gun confiscation, but you love globalism in every other way. What's wrong with you? Get your head on straight. I mean, why do we have to teach liberty to pro-Second Amendment people? Don't you get it? It's universal. It's universal liberty. And I apologize if I sound a little steamed on this, but you know what? That's what this show is all about. That's what independent media is all about. We are principled people. We have principles. We don't just choose which areas of liberty to ignore. We are pro-liberty on all the areas of liberty. We're like, hey, you want to manufacture your own gun where it's legal, you know, using a ghost gunner or using a workbench or whatever, that's your right. Government has no business to tell you that. You want to buy or grow your own food? Government has no right to tell you that you can't have a home garden. You want to educate your own kids? Homeschooling? Government has no right to come in and force you to push public school propaganda on those kids. Liberty must be universal or it's pointless, because the government will try to invade your life into every area. They're not going to stop with guns. They're not going to stop with vaccines. They're not going to stop with pushing pesticides into the food supply. They're not going to stop with trying to outlaw homeschooling. They're not going to stop with the tech giants aren't going to stop with the censorship of Alex Jones. Now they're censoring content about anti-cancer foods. Now they're censoring content that questions vaccines. Next, they're going to be censoring content about nutrition. There's going to be a day soon where you go onto Facebook and you try to post, oh, vitamin C prevents scurvy. And Facebook is going to say, you're banned. That's hate speech. How's that hate speech? Well, it's not approved by the FDA. Or you know, I mean, you pick anything, any nutrient. Vitamin D prevents rickets. Well, of course it does. That's been known for hundreds of years. But if you go somewhere and say that, Google's going to ban you. YouTube's going to ban you. Why? Because you people, you sat back and you did nothing. You did nothing while they steamrolled all your rights. They took away all your liberties. And you only picked and chose the one liberty that you were going to defend. I'm going to hold on to my guns. But what? Let them take your speech. Let them take your children. Let them take your home garden. Let them take your home school. Let them take your body against your will. Really? What are you fighting for, if not for universal liberty? You understand? It's universal. The right to speak, the right to worship, the right to express religion, the right to peaceably assemble, the right to keep and bear arms, the right to raise your own children with your decisions as a parent to decide what goes into that child's body in terms of food and medicine and what is rejected, such as chemotherapy and vaccines and GMOs and pesticides and anything else that you decide as a parent. Don't dare call yourself pro-liberty unless you believe in universal liberty. That's my point. And yeah, I feel pretty passionate about this. All right. I'm not trying to mimic Alex Jones here, by the way. I just feel that it feels like an Alex Jones moment of just outrage, just to say the truth, just to say what's obvious. Just like Alex was speaking out against infanticide, you know, on the Joe Rogan show. And he's jumping up and down and he's screaming and he's cursing. That's the appropriate response, people. I looked at that and I said, yes, Alex, yes, that is exactly the correct response. Everybody in America should be jumping up and down and screaming and cursing about the killing of babies, the murdering of babies in our country. And I, you know, I'm tired of people saying, well, I want to be polite. Oh, I want to get along with everybody. Really? Let me tell you something. These left-wing tyrants, they're not interested in getting along with you. They're not interested in negotiating with you. They're not interested in coexistence. They'll put a bumper sticker on their car. They don't mean it. They want to murder you. They want to murder Christians. They want to kill Trump supporters. They want to kill their own babies. You think they don't want to kill yours too? Of course they do. These people are not tolerant. These people are not inclusive. They are the enemy of humanity. Stop trying to appease them. Stop trying to make the tyrants happy. Stand up and be an American, for God's sake. Be a man, be a woman. Have courage, have some backbone, stand up for something that matters. Stop giving in to this tyranny in medicine and politics and speech. Stop giving in. Stand up, take a stand. It's about damn time.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Mike Adams.
All right, I got to change the topics here for a minute because I think if I keep talking about these vaccine mandates, I'm just gonna be even more enraged here. So let me switch the focus here for a minute. There's a civil war scenario that you need to know about. There are 12 states now that have signed on to this what's called this National Popular Vote Compact. It's what it says is, you know how the Electoral College got Trump elected because the Electoral College reflects the popular vote within each state. And the purpose of the Electoral College was to actually, so that we could have a constitutional republic and not a mobocracy where just the popular votes from the big cities and the big, you know, California and New York would determine everything. We need to represent all the states in America so we have an Electoral College that actually gives more weight to the individual votes in states like Wyoming compared to the mob votes of illegal aliens in California, thank goodness. But of course, the left is totally enraged about the fact that the Electoral College doesn't vote the way they want it to be. So they've created this popular vote pact. 12 states have signed on to it. Colorado, most recently, but the governor just signed it into law. What this says is that if there are a total of 270 electoral votes in terms of participation of states, and if the popular vote, i.e. the Hillary Clinton vote, exceeds the other candidate, which wins the electoral vote, then all of these states are going to switch their electoral votes to the popular vote candidate. In other words, if this were in place in 2016, Hillary Clinton would have won, and states like Colorado would have betrayed their own voters. So voters in Colorado and Oregon and Washington State and other places where this is being pushed and in some cases signed into law, your votes are going to be outweighed now by the votes of illegal aliens in California and New York and other liberal states. Now, the Civil War scenario is as follows. 2020 election. What if we have a repeat of the same thing that happened in 2016, where President Trump wins the Electoral College, but there's a Democrat candidate, let's say it's Hillary Clinton or maybe Joe Biden, who knows, who wins the popular vote because, of course, Democrats have managed to whip up enough vote fraud and illegal aliens voting in places like California and elsewhere so that they have a popular vote. In this case, these states that have signed out of this pact would switch their votes to the Democrat candidate. Now, then the Democrats would announce, we won. But the conservatives would say, no, we won. We won the Electoral College vote. We won the presidency. The Democrats would, no, we won because of this new law. What do you have there? Now you have a real split. Now you have both sides thinking the other side is completely illegitimate and it shouldn't be leading the country. This situation can happen, and we're actually building toward that happening. And this situation could lead to outright civil war as each side attempts to assert its authority over Washington, D.C. So I could see 10,000 armed patriots going to Washington, D.C. to say, no, we're going to defend our Constitution, defend our republic, defend our president. I can see that happening. Meanwhile, the left is going to send, 10,000 Antifa, armed Antifa, with baseball bats and spikes or something to Washington, D.C. to just start slaughtering people, murdering people. Maybe they'll bring their own babies along so they can commit infanticide, which they love to do anyway, right there in the streets, to celebrate their philosophy, the philosophy of death. The left is a death cult. So you're going to have this. I can see this happening not only in Virginia and Washington, D.C., but other places around the country. Now, it's not hard to figure out. And by the way, I want to say here, I do not endorse initiating any kind of violence if such a scenario were to occur. Our job as responsible gun owners, people who abide by the law, and people who are working to defend our republic against lawlessness, our job is to only fire in self-defense, in defense. We don't initiate violence. We stop violence. But if violence is initiated by the left in that scenario, i.e. Antifa, left-wing terrorists, a million Obama followers who have been brainwashed into a zombie-like assault wave, that battle is going to be over very quickly because the patriots obviously know how to defend themselves better than people on the left. But that is a very real event that may happen. Another event, another journalist was asking me recently in a private conversation, asking me, why isn't Trump releasing the FISA warrant documents? Why isn't Trump just dumping the deep state truth out there and exposing everything about Rod Rosenstein and James Comey and the abuse of power, the Robert Mueller investigation, everything? A couple of answers on that you may not have thought of. The obvious answer is, he's waiting for the Mueller report to drop so that he can then dump these documents and, contradict whatever propaganda is in the Mueller report. Well, that could be happening any day now. But the other theory is that President Trump is waiting for his second term because he still needs to get elected, reelected for the second term. He still needs a base of support in conservatism. He still needs some amount of the conservative establishment to continue supporting him as president. So he can't go full on anti-deep state right yet. He could do it if he wins the second term and he doesn't need to be reelected, but he could also do it, and this is what you may not have thought of, he could also do it if he loses the 2020 election. Remember, the election happens in November. But the new president wouldn't be sworn in until January. If you go back to 2016/2017, Obama used that period to sign a whole slew of laws and regulations and executive orders that allowed the deep state to start sharing intelligence information that was illegally gathered on President Trump and his campaign managers and his business associates. And that became part of the deep state investigation, the Russia collusion hoax, into current, modern day President Trump. But Trump, if he were to lose the 2020 election, which I don't think will happen, but if he were, he would have 2 months to dump every deep state secret imaginable. He could just go full out. Because the president can declassify anything. So he could declassify, here are the secrets on Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation. Here are the secrets on the corrupt FBI leaders like James Comey and Peter Strzok. Here's the truth about Robert Mueller. Here's the FISA warrant illegal acts that took place. Here's the British intelligence people who conspired through back channels, conspired with the Democrat deep state in America to try to overthrow a presidency. Here's proof of the coup. So depending on what happens in the 2020 election, we could be seeing Trump going like full nuclear. I don't mean that literally. I mean like dumping all this information because he's on his way out anyway. So keep that in mind. Now, one more note about the 2020 election. Slightly different topic. You notice how Democrats are fighting the citizenship question on the national census. What is this all about? Something you need to keep in mind is that the census determines how many members of the House that each state is granted based on the proportion of its population compared to the national population. So the more that California can inflate its population with illegals, the more seats California gets in the House of Representatives. And since California is allowing illegals to vote for senators and to vote for members of Congress, we are being overrun nationally by California's insurrection, by California's lawlessness, and California's willingness to violate the rule of law and allow illegals to be counted in the census and to vote in federal elections. This is why we must have a national voter ID law in place. We must have free speech restored very quickly so that we can have an open debate before the 2020 election. And most importantly, as Stuart Rhodes said from Oath Keepers, and I agree with him, the leaders of California, the political leaders who are carrying this out, they are engaged in open insurrection. They must be arrested, criminally charged, indicted, and prosecuted for their open insurrection against the United States of America. That is what needs to happen right now. Trump needs to get it done. Much more straight ahead here on the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams filling in. We'll be back after this break.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product. within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to touch on a lot of topics in this final segment for the show today. Mike Adams here filling in for Alex Jones. Thank you for continuing with me. Be sure to share these videos everywhere. Also, of course, Brighteon.com is the YouTube alternative video platform. It's just like spelled like the word bright, B-R-I-G-H-T, with E-O-N.com on the end of it, brighteon.com. In fact, the InfoWars channel there is the largest channel that we have on that platform. I actually built that platform. I mean, my team did. We own it, and you're not going to be censored there for being a patriot, for being an American, for having gun videos. You're not going to be censored there for quoting scripture. You're not going to be censored there for saying there are only two genders. You know, you could speak on these issues at Brighteon.com, and we haven't yet broken even there, but we're working on a new infrastructure change to reduce our storage costs. It's going to be break even by April, and then we'll be able to keep expanding it. So continue to support all the alternative platforms, InfoWars, you know, Brighteon, independent publishers, independent video sites, independent social media. Get off the mainstream platforms. Get off of Facebook. Get off of Google. Use, you know, DuckDuckGo or something different. You've got to use alternatives for this. All right, now, a couple other things. Women's sports are being decimated, of course, by the transgender movement. The LGBT push is destroying women's sports to the point where now the Olympics is saying that biological men can compete as women if they just say they're women. Now, this is apparently supposed to be a pro-feminism position. So if you want to destroy all women's sports and destroy all the records that women had, you know, think about all the amazing women who spent their lives to be amazing athletes, and they have records in the long jump, and they have records in sprinting, and they have records in, you know, every sport you could imagine. All those records are going to be blown away. There won't be any more women in the Olympics if this continues. You're just going to have two just two branches of the Olympics. You're going to have men's sports, and then you're going to have, you know, girly men's sports. You're going to have men in men's sports, and you're going to have men in women's sports, men who claim to be women. How is that feminist? How is that supporting women's rights? That's insane. The reason that men and women are on different teams, I mean, different competitions, is because men and women are biologically different. And if you didn't have women segregated in their own sports, then there would be no women virtually that would win anything. You're not going to outrun the men if you're a woman sprinter. You have to compete with other women. That's the only way you have a chance. It's not to say that women don't have other advantages over men. Women do. Women have better, among other things, intuition, better nurturing skills. Women have better ability for social interaction. Women are smarter when it comes to friends and family. You know, men are just physically stronger and you know, tend to be better at video games and things like that. Men and women are different, biologically different, obviously. And that's why you have to have different competitions in the Olympics. But I guess the feminists don't care about women anymore. That's the big upshot from this. It's just insane. Here's another piece of news. Recycling. So China has stopped buying all the recycled materials that are coming out of these liberal progressive cities where people dutifully, let's separate the plastic and let's separate the aluminum and let's separate the paper. And they do their duty and they separate all into these little bins, and then these little bins get collected by the cities. And then, since China's not buying it anymore, these cities just incinerate everything. They're just burning plastic now. So I don't know what the point is of recycling. And this is being reported all over the mainstream media now, by the way. I'm not just citing this out of the blue. I think Wall Street Journal reported on this recently. The progressivism of recycling has turned into mass plastics incineration and pollution. So this is the reality of the Green New Deal. You know, we have this incredible vision. What if we all just recycled everything and we'd have all this amazing clean world? That's the utopia. That's the vision. That's the promise. That's the fire festival of ecological environmentalism. But in reality, you're just burning plastic bottles. You're just like billowing black smoke into the sky and polluting farmlands and polluting communities and creating smog and toxins and causing cancer in nearby communities. That's the reality of what's happening. I mean, that's recycling has become a joke, just like everything that these leftists push. I mean, they push massive solar farms. Let's have 100,000 acres of solar farms. Well, where are you going to get the rare earth metals to make the solar panels? You know, all these minerals that go into the solar panels. Where are you going to get those? Oh, we have these really dirty child slave mining operations in third world countries. But don't tell anybody about that, because, you know, those minerals are necessary for wind turbines and they're necessary for solar panels. So, yeah, you have all these dirty operations, child slave operations all over the world, destroying the environment in places like China or India or elsewhere, or South America for that matter, for certain minerals, to get these minerals to make all these green products. Yeah. Oh, it's so green. It's so green. We have green, clean energy here. Oh, what's that smoke in the distance? Oh, don't worry. They're just burning all the plastic bottles next door because that's progressive. Don't worry. Women can't compete in the Olympics anymore because that's progressive too. All the sports records are blown away by biological men pretending to be women. And don't worry about the child slave mines for rare minerals in Asia. You don't see them, you know, so they don't really matter to the greeny weenies here in the United States and the Ocasio-Cortez Green New Deal, which is, you know, again, the fire festival of utopia, of liberal utopia. So that's it now. I mean, there's just recycling is now, you might as well, if you're going to do the same thing that a city did, you just collect all your plastic bottles, and I'm not recommending you do this, but this is what they're doing. What if you collected all your plastic bottles, threw them into a metal barrel, and just lit them up in your backyard? That would be the same thing that cities are doing. They're just burning them. I mean, this is the 1800s now. This is, I mean, even my grandparents, they had a farm. I remember they would just burn their trash. And it was like, wow, you just burn your trash out here. I was shocked by that as a kid when I saw that. It's like, Oh, here's a giant barrel, and you're just setting fire to it. That's interesting. I'd never seen that before because I grew up in the suburbs, you know. We had a trash truck come pick up the trash. But now cities are just going back to just burn it. Burn it all. They don't care what they release into the atmosphere. Heavy metals, you know, computer parts. You burn those motherboards and those video graphics cards. Guess what? You release mercury. You release toxic levels of copper into the air. You release all these toxins, all of these heavy metals. You release lead into the air. They don't care. It's in the name of utopia. It's all green now. So if you just burn toxic trash, that's green. And that doesn't even count, you know, the $93 trillion Green New Deal, which would, of course, collapse combustion engines, just outlaw all tractors. There goes the food supply. Just outlaw trucks on the highway. There goes Walmart. No more products at Walmart. You know, let's tell Ocasio-Cortez, before trying this incredible experiment on the entire country, why don't they just do the Green New Deal in New York only? How about that? Since that's where Ocasio-Cortez is from, how about just Manhattan Island? Just have a Green New Deal in one state or one area. Just ban airplanes, shut down, you know, the JFK airport, shut down all cars, just shut down. No trucks can deliver food to New York. Just have trains going everywhere. Let them start building train tracks across the Atlantic to London, since a lot of people fly to London from New York, to see how that goes. Let's just try it one place first. You know, before you apply your idiocy to the entire country, how about you try it where you live first? And, oh, yeah, and no more beef for you, Ocasio-Cortez. No more hamburgers, no more steak, no more animal products, even though, you know, your staffers are caught eating burgers all the time. You can't have that. Let's have an embargo on meat products to New York State because they want to try the Green New Deal. Again, the fire festival of environmentalism. This is what they want. Let's let them live in it. You see, this is the key of socialism. Socialists are wealthy elitists who want you to live in their nightmares while they live as parasites off of your productivity. But they never want to live in their own nightmares. They create these artificial cities extracting your wealth, your money, taking away your freedom so they can live like kings and queens, but they never have to be subjected to the atrocious laws that they subject you to, which is why Al Gore flies around on airplanes, private jets all over the world, complaining about fossil fuel emissions and global warming. But there you go. This is the ultimate hypocrisy, the ultimate contradiction of socialism. That's why socialism sucks. That's why we should all vote against it forever. I say abolish socialism, reject the Green New Deal, and fight for liberty. Fight for making America great again. That's why I'm wearing this shirt today. Thank you for joining me today. This is Mike Adams here on the Alex Jones Show. Thanks for tuning in. Share these videos everywhere and help fight for America. Take care.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed.